Governor Deal's latest plan to turn around struggling schools took another step forward in the legislature yesterday. As Martha Dalton tells us, the bill passed out of the Senate Education Committee.
Through several drafts, one piece of the bill hasn't changed. It creates a chief turnaround officer who would report to the State Board of Education. Various groups have asked that the position report to the state superintendent instead. Georgia Association of Educators President Sid Chapman said he's still hoping lawmakers change their minds.
The state school superintendent is elected by the people, and he has no one else in that whole department that doesn't answer to him.
But Representative Kevin Tanner, the bill's sponsor, says that part of the legislation is probably here to stay.
The policy is with the state board. All the policy decisions, the rules, the regulations of the Department of Education all come from the state board.
The governor appoints board members. The newest version of the bill does include some minor changes. Lawmakers tweaked funding language and restored a provision that bans for-profit charter operators from taking over schools. Carolyn Wood is with Public Education Matters Georgia. She still has a few concerns about the bill, like funding. That would mostly come from grants and possibly tax credits. But Wood says there are some good signs.
Folks here at the Capitol are listening to people across the state and what they had to say. So that's incredibly encouraging to me. And I'm hopeful that with proper funding, we really can reach students who are in need.
And the new program finally has a name, the First Priority Act. It will soon head to the full Senate for a vote. Martha Dalton, WABE News.